This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Tell me what's better than an Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday. Name me one thing.
Name me a time. Name me a time.
Headline: mystery surrounds the death of Clinton aide linked to Epstein. Okay, so the guy's name is Mark Middleton. When you go to the White House, you have to be signed in. That the White House is your house. It is my house. It doesn't belong to Biden or Donald Trump or Obama or Bush or whatever. It's a public place. Therefore, we have to know. We get to know who comes and who goes. It's our house. Joe Biden's just there for 4 years. And he's gone. Well, Lord willing. For the 4 years, and then he's gone. So when Bill Clinton was president, Mark Middleton was working with him. And he signed Jeffrey Epstein into the White House for Bill Clinton. Now, I just want to pause on this for a moment. I want to remind you, because the media, of course, tried to memory hole this, courtesy of Project Veritas. We have an ABC reporter, I think former ABC reporter, Amy Roebuck, on camera. Now, what you're hearing, Chris, I'm sure, is going to find it. What you're hearing when I play Amy for you, this is not her speaking as if it's her show. She's clearly sitting in the seat where she does her show, if you watch it. But she's talking to somebody off camera. She just happens to have a microphone. And so it all gets recorded and then eventually comes out in the end. And remember, when it comes to Epstein, the international billionaire pedophile, and the visitors to the island and the witnesses who've come out, we have an ABC reporter saying we had Clinton.
First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything.
We had Clinton. Now, obviously, let's not praise Amy. She wasn't complaining that she didn't get to fight for the truth. She was complaining that she wasn't allowed to run with the story. She wanted credit for running with the story, but we had Clinton. Clinton. Everything's what she said. Remember, we talk a lot about how, wow, why don't we know who's on the list? We know one. Frankly, we know two. Their names are Clinton and Gates. We know them. Now, Mr. Middleton, on top of signing Jeffrey Epstein into the White House, also flew on Epstein's jet. You know, the jet they called, this is just so gross, the Lolita Express. That's just, ew, I need a shower. But okay, he also flew on the jet. Well, he's dead. And this is where the questions come. He was found. He was found in Arkansas. Place close to Little Rock, Arkansas. He was found hanged from a tree with a cord around his neck, and it had a noose and whatnot. So, okay, he killed himself, but he also had a gunshot wound, shotgun shell, so it was probably messy, to his chest. They found him. They found the noose. They obviously found the shotgun wound. They never found the weapon, though. And yet it has been ruled a suicide. Now, I don't know. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. And look, you know what? Let's just set this story aside because I know where your mind is. It's the same place mine is. Let me just remind you once again that it is not just in the movies. It's not a Netflix special. Remember what wealth buys you. Remember what wealth and power really buys you. It buys you access. Access to things you and I don't get access to. I am leaving tomorrow. You know that. I won't be here for a couple days. I'll see you in the airport, eating at the Chick-fil-A right next to you. You know what I'm not going to do tomorrow? I'm not going to go leave my house, drive to the private airport, that I'm sure there's one close by, drive my car up to the private jet, throw myself and my family on a plane, and fly to where I want to go. Why? I don't have the money. I don't have access to that. Wealth buys you access to private planes, pretty girls, better steaks, better clothes, bigger mansions, more travel, whatever, better medical care. It also buys you access to the darker parts of life. Why do you think so many of these rock and rollers die in their 20s? These are people who generally weren't doing that great mentally anyway, and now, boom, you have access to anything you want. If I feel like, let's say I get off work tonight and I feel like going and getting messed up. Maybe I'm just in a destructive mood and I want to just melt my brain tonight. Well, I've got to go get some beer or maybe some Jim Beam or something like that. You know what I don't have access to? Cocaine. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure eventually I could find some, but hey, does someone have any, Chris, is ecstasy still on side? That was a thing when I was a kid. I never did it, but does that exist? Hey, I want some ecstasy. Well, I don't have any idea how to get any of that. I can't do any of that. I'm stuck with beer. But if I was a wealthy rock and roller or just wealthy enough, oh, I'll find someone who'll get it for me. Well, it also buys you access to bad men. There are a lot of men on this planet, many, 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 many of them. Many of them military trained, sometimes by America, sometimes by other countries. But there are many men with a skill set. The skill set involves killing people. Shoot, that was me at one point in time. Not some super ninja, but at the end of 4 years in the Marine Corps, that was probably my foremost talent, was killing people. I'd been trained to do it for 4 years. Shoot you, blow you up, million different ways. I was trained to do it. A lot of men choose to continue to apply those skills to life for money after they get out of the military. Not all of them are Captain America. Not all of them have perfect teeth and never cuss. Many of them are willing to do things that you would consider bad. And guess what else money buys you access to? It buys you access to those men. That's simply a fact of life. Not saying that has anything to do with what went on here, but rich people have a way to buy, I don't know, access to the federal jail system, just in case there happens to be a wealthy guy in there with information that could be damaging to you and your business and your reputation, and you wanted to find a way to make sure he never gets to trial to testify. If you're wealthy enough, you have access to the kind of people who can make that happen for you. Not that something like that would ever happen here in America ever in a million years, but it's just, you know, something. Whatever, let's move on. Jesse, I started making toast on the stove, and I don't think I could go back to the toaster. Butter or oil on each side of the breaded toast in a pan or skillet on the stove top is by far the superior option. Not only does the butter brown and crisp the bread, it automatically seeps into the pores of the bread, keeping the bread toasted but not dried out. The toaster, on the other hand, just allows the user to set a level of how burnt they want their bread. Where do you stand? I don't know where the bar stands, but I think it's hungry. I think you're right, sir. I stand before you as a menu whisperer, ashamed. I am ashamed that I still toast my bread in the toaster. And after this email, I never will again. You know why? Because I love toast and I hate the freaking toaster. Because he's so right. You know what the toaster gives you? It doesn't give you toast. It gives you either a piece of warm bread or a piece of charcoal. And I don't care what setting you put it on. It's always that way. Well, you just got to adjust it. Yes, if you happen to hit the perfect millimeter on your toaster, you can actually achieve a piece of toast. But this pioneer, figured out what grilled cheese should have taught us all long ago. The frying pan is right there. Butter it, slap it, flip it, Roll with it like a dumb job interview. Let's get to another interview, another email. Jesse, I started listening to your show a couple months ago on my way home to work at night. I drive a 12-hour pharmaceutical delivery route on the border. Catch your show from 10 to 12. That's cool. The more you talked about preborn, the more it made sense that instead of tithing to church, I'm going to start giving my tithe to preborn every week I can. I already received an email regarding one future newborn, and I cried for an hour. God bless you for helping spread the word, Jesse. It's not me, it's you. Look, I get these emails a lot. Preborn, by the way, when you start to become part of that family and you start saving lives, I will warn you. I should warn you right now. Maybe you shouldn't give $28 because it becomes an addiction. As preborn updates you on things, as they keep you posted on the lives you're saving, it becomes an addiction. It does. You can become part of it. I'm not saying stop tithing. Please don't go to hell. I'm just kidding. But I'm not saying stop tithing, but I'm warning you, you'll become addicted. Families become addicted. They gather around. They talk about it. They read things. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. $28 is what that ultrasound costs. $140 buys you five of them. You got $15,000 laying around, it buys them the ultrasound machine. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Here's the head of the World Health Organization. In case you thought all the people who destroyed your life last time are sorry and never going to do it again, well, here he is.
This week, WHO member states are hosting discussions on amendments to the international health regulations. Next week, countries will begin negotiations on a zero draft of the new pandemic accord. These discussions will be crucial for building a more effective health security architecture for the future, grounded in international law, equity, and the fundamental right to health.
AIDS built this country.
I don't know what that thing is at the end that the soundboard accidentally threw in, but that was awesome. That actually worked really well. So hold on. The World Health Organization, they're coming up with a new pandemic accord. Just want to make sure you got all the highlights. That will be grounded in international law. And oh, did I mention? Equity, of course. Always that equity there. You know, some things are funny. Because I'm told routinely that me and you, me and my people, that we're the ickies, that we're low, we're the idiots, we're the rubes. Like for you, for me, I think making sure elections are fair is a pretty big deal. Really big deal. In fact, I think we should go back to paper ballots in the United States of America. There's a reason other modern nations still use paper ballots. Very secure. I think we should go only voting the day of, only voting with paper ballots. Why? Because Democrats cheat in elections. And I don't care how that offends you. They do cheat in elections. You know how I know? Because every single law that is attempted to be passed that says, hey, just show your driver's license, Democrats freak out and they make up lies about racism when they know there are lies about it. Now, why would you freak out if you're a Democrat when someone wants to make sure a voter... One voter, one vote. Why would you freak? There's only one reason to freak, because you're busy cheating and you want to keep on cheating. Now, I've also been told by the left and, of course, the tea sippers on the right that makes me ignorant. There's no such thing as election fraud. Stop being an idiot, Jesse. Headline. California Democrat city councilman arrested for... Oh, gosh, hold on. What is that word? Chris, Michael, maybe one of you guys should come in here. It starts with an E. I'm not wearing my glasses. It looks like he's been arrested for election fraud. Huh. Okay, misprint, Chris? Yeah, you're probably right. Probably a misprint. Hold on. There's more of a description here. Guess what he did? Because remember, I've been told I'm never allowed to say that people voted who shouldn't vote, that there were illegal votes cast, that people voted twice. I'm not supposed to notice that there are some precincts that had 100% voter turnout, which is impossible. I'm not supposed to notice that, and neither are you. Otherwise, we're too stupid. But this guy was arrested for election fraud, and it says he, hold on, man, again, I guess I do need to get contacts, Chris. It says he registered 70 ineligible voters and fraudulently cast votes. Oh, that's from Red State, by the way, Jennifer Van Laar. Are we not allowed to talk about that? I don't want to be one of the ickies, do you? Oh, I'm sure that didn't happen. Let's pretend like everything is fair and on the up and up, because we don't want anyone to think we're stupid. We don't want to sound crazy, do we? I certainly don't. I mean, let's ignore the wealth of information that's out there. Let's just ignore all that. You know what? I almost forgot that I'm going to be gone for 4 days. So I'm not going to be around to remind you that you have an obligation this weekend to practice with your weapon. Whether that is at the range or whether that is at home with Mantis X, practice with your weapon this weekend. There has never in the history of mankind been a time when somebody ever said, whether it's a bow and arrow or a rifle, nobody has ever said, I wish I was a worse shot, but I promise many people have said the opposite. Mantis X will get you good from the comfort of your home. Dry fire practicing in the comfort of your home with feedback, putting you through drills. When's the last time you practiced with your offhand? Uncomfortable, but necessary. MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. Hi, Big Bad Leroy Brown. Buenas tardes. Many of our food and chicken plants just happened to burn down over the last several months. Now we have train derailments spilling all over the place. Ohio, Arizona, North Carolina, Michigan, Florida, to name a few. Our government doesn't seem to notice, let alone care. How is all this coincidental? Her name is Karen. Here's what's crazy. I hate answering questions like this, but it's true. The answer is I don't know, and I don't think we're ever going to know. Isn't that the worst possible answer anyone could ever give? Yet that's one I gave you because it's true. And the reason I don't know is I can't run my own national security state. I can't run the FBI. I can't run the NSA. I can't investigate these crash sites. Neither can you. I'm a citizen. I'm an American citizen, just like you. I am forced as an American citizen to rely on institutions to do the things I am not able to do as an individual citizen. But since all of my institutions are rotted and corrupt and broken, and virtually all of them have declared me in one way or another to be the enemy of the state, I'm a Nazi, white supremacist, potential domestic terrorist. You know all these things that they call us over and over again. Since I've been declared an enemy of the state by my institutions who've all lied to me about everything, I don't know. Could this be a nation state, a foreign actor? Of course. They opened up the border on purpose. How easy would it be for China or Russia to get 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 saboteurs in here to blow up some railways? It would be nothing for that. It would be nothing. Walk right across the border. Could it be Antifa? Of course it could be. They've been committing acts of domestic terrorism forever. I mean, the FBI doesn't even know they exist. They're busy hunting down Meemaw for sauntering into the Capitol on January 6th. But the truth is, I don't know. You don't know. And the sad part is, I don't think we'll ever know. Look, what would you do? What if the FBI came out with a statement tomorrow and said, we have solved the mystery? Whatever came out of their mouths next, would you believe them? I wouldn't. They could come out tomorrow and say, we figured it out. It's China. You know what I think? Oh, dang, it's not China. Now I don't know who it is. That's what I think. I would immediately think they're lying. Why? They've been lying about everything for the last decade. Why would they change now? All right. Frito Bandito time, and a shout out to the housewives. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass.
You're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It's not a good song, Chris. It's not a good song. No, it's not. No one ever says, oh man, turn it up. That song's on. No, they don't. That's a friggin' lie. That's how you know no one ever turns it up. No one sings along with it when they're in the car. When they're in the car, it's a bad song. You picked a bad song. Sit there and own it. Sit there and own it, Chris. All right. Hi, Jesse. Last hour of your show, February 14th, you were talking about how women are made different than men. My mama is a wonderful lady. She had 5 kids, 2 boys, 3 girls, and a miscarriage. She homeschooled all of us. Gosh, what a saint. Kept the house clean, cooked for us, and daddy took care of us and her parents. Daddy is an awesome man as well. He's a pastor. Mama's a piano player. Plus, daddy works a second shift just to make ends meet. They taught us that women stay home and take care of the home, husband, and kids. They taught us that men were created to protect and provide for us. I loved that part of your show. Listen, thank you. You can say my name. Her name is Kristen. Kristen, all of you, well, look, you live your own life, right? And everyone's life looks different. Here's the thing about this. As I've said extensively, we are born for certain reasons and born for certain purposes, but it's different for everybody, too. Keep that in mind. I can't live your life. You can't live my life. We have a specific path we're supposed to follow. What I absolutely despise is these women, these housewives who stay home, take care of the family, take care of the kids, make sure he's got a warm meal, care for a home, bust your tail. That's hard work. The wife busts her tail at the house. Hard work. And then society treats them as if they've shortchanged themselves in some way. As if they have to make some excuses. And you'll hear this from them. And I've heard this from you housewives too. You feel like this obligation when you talk to some career woman about how, you feel like you have to justify it. You don't have to justify anything. That's the most wonderful, blessed thing in the world. And daggone, your mom sounds awesome. Jesse, that sounds weird, Chris. Your mom sounds awesome. But she did. She did. What? Shut up, Chris. Jesse, my local Red Lobster just got a 53 on their health score. The last time the wife and I ate there, we got sick. Would you still eat there? Listen. Let me explain something to you. Mount Everest isn't easy to climb. It's dangerous. Did you know that there are actually 2 parts that are the most dangerous of Mount Everest? It's just a little tidbit about Mount Everest for you. One is obvious. It's the summit. I think it's 26,000 feet, I believe. And I forget what they called it. It's something like the death level or something. That's not it. The death zone. The death zone is what they called it. And once you get above that level, there's just not enough oxygen in the air. You start dying. But there's another part of it that just sounds like hell. It sounds like icy hell. It's not at the summit. It's like halfway up. I forget all the details. It's halfway up. But it's this ice cave sculpture thing. And so when people climb Everest and they die, They either die at the summit or they die in this place. It's where you go to die. It's one of the better routes to climb it, but it's where you go to die. But people still do it, don't they? They still do it because greatness involves risk. There is no greatness without risk. A 53 is going to hold me back from Red Lobster? A 53, a little stomach bug? I'm supposed to stress out about a stomach bug when I'm dipping Cheddar Bay biscuits into the leftover shrimp scampi butter for dessert? You know what? I want a stomach bug. Why? Because that allows me to go right back into Red Lobster and eat more biscuits and shrimp. A 53 on the credit score. You know what? Stay home, man. Stay home. I'll be out climbing Everest eating at Red Lobster. You and the old lady, stay home and starve. Shogun, I hear you sometimes talk about cooks in the military being lesser or lower than those that fight. I'm older, so my time has passed, but I'm curious that if those that cook for soldiers are universally looked down upon by other soldiers. I've been a cook in the civilian sector all my life. I would have considered an honor to cook for those who sacrifice. Coming from a Pure Talk customer, I love the show. What say you? I have never said that cooks are lower or lesser. I will say this, though, completely honest, right between the eyes. When you join the infantry, and I can't speak for the other branches, but when you join the infantry, remember, there are several jobs you can do in the military. They call them MOS, but it's a job. When you join the infantry, what you do is infantry all day. That's your job. Same as if you're driving a forklift right now, listening to me. If you're staying late at the office, doing Excel spreadsheets, listening to me. That's your job. In the infantry, your job is hard. That's all there is to it. Because it has to be. You're training to kill people who are trying to kill you. That's difficult. It's physically and mentally grueling. And you know, when it hits the fan, you're going to be the one eating more bullets and sending more downrange. I would love to sit here and tell you right now there's no superiority complex at all, and we're all the same. The truth is, amongst the infantry, there is a feeling that, not that other people are lower. I don't want to actually say it that way because most of my friends were in support in various ways. I don't want to say it in that way, and definitely not the cooks either, but it's not that. There is a feeling of superiority with the grunts against everyone else. Here's an example for you. Here's an example. And this is very universal. You'll have people who will lie to you about it, but it's true. We had to go down to admin, the administrative area, one day. Our entire infantry company had to go down there. I was in 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, Alpha Company. And our company gunny, he's a grunt guy. He's an infantry guy too. He gets us down there. And we find out that we are, I believe it was third in line. There were other companies that had showed up the same time our company showed up. And it was all paperwork stuff, keep in mind. I forget exactly what it was. You're always doing updating this and updating that, updating your will, updating these things. And we show up and the admin people tell us, okay, that's fine. Just wait. You're third on the list. I may be messing that up, but I know we weren't first. I think we were third on the list. To which my company, Gunny, took the entire company and marched them right to the front of the line. We just walked right by all the other companies and we parked it right in front of them. To which everybody around us, who we just cut, said, excuse me, we were here first. And he looks at him and says, I don't care where you were. We're in the infantry. We're first. You're after us. That's not popular. People don't talk about that. People love for everyone to be the same. And I don't look, by the way, I've never said I look down on cooks or any support personnel. It doesn't go without the support personnel. You need them. But is there a feeling amongst the grunts that they are a step up? Yes. Yes, there absolutely is. And look, the same thing applies when you go more hardcore than the grunts. When you go into the special operations area, the Air Force PJs and the Navy SEALs and the Green Berets. Yeah, they lie about that most of the time, too, because no one wants to act like it. No, we don't feel like we're any better. Oh, yeah, they do. They are better. They know they're better. And that's fine. Everyone's not the same. That's the way it is. That's just better. They work harder. It's harder to get in. Takes more skill to do it. It's more impressive. It is. All right. I'm going to wrap up as many of these questions as humanly possible before we get to that. Get a little headline for you. Attacks on the U.S. power grid rose dramatically in 2022 and expected to rise from there. Just a reminder that when the lights go out in your neighborhood, the grocery store's lights go out too. Ah, they have a backup generator. Yep, about 24 hours. Then you show up to buy food and it's not there anymore. There's no food. So you go back home. Now I want you to think about your pantry. Do you have 3 months worth of non-perishable food right now for everybody who lives in your home? If the answer to that question is no, and for most people it is, go to mypatriotsupply.com and get you some. They have emergency three-month food kits prepped, ready to go. Right now they're giving out $200 worth of free survival gear as a bonus when you get your three-month food kit. MyPatriotSupply.com. The shipping's free. The shipping is anonymous. Again, disclaimer, keep it anonymous. Don't brag to your neighbors. Don't put pictures of it on Facebook. Keep it quiet. Be the guy who quietly has the food he needs. MyPatriotSupply.com. All right? Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we're checking out of here for, well, till Monday. I'll be back on Monday. It's only half for fun, Chris. It should be noted. There's work involved. I'll be working tomorrow night. It's suit time. You know how it goes. Look, Chris, there's no way I could make someone who isn't a world-famous author understand what it's like. What, Chris? When you reach the level of world-famous author celebrity, and when you've written this international best-selling book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto, which is available now for pre-order at jessekellybook.com, life just, I don't know, it changes. I see everything differently now that I'm an author. When I look, I think about writing. That's actually not true. I haven't thought about writing since, but it would be cool if I, look, it would be cool if I did. Get to some questions. Shut up. Jesse, why do the powers that be in the U.S. think they need to give an excuse for shooting down an unidentified object flying through our airspace? Would any other powerful nations like China or Russia wait or make excuses for shooting down an object? Okay, this is actually a good question to answer. Have you ever known a woman or a young lady, or maybe you are a woman or a young lady, who thinks she's unattractive? You think you're ugly. You're not, by the way. You are made that way exactly for a purpose. You're not, but maybe you think you are. Maybe mean girls in school have told you you are. Maybe you have a birthmark you don't like. You're not. Unless you're a feminist, you're not ugly. But maybe you think you are. Have you known someone like this? Let me ask you something. Does it frame how they view almost everything and how they act in almost every scenario? Of course it does. I've known people like this before. No, don't take my picture. Okay, you can take my picture. Wait, let me look at it. No, don't post that. I look terrible. No, I don't feel like going out tonight. No, you guys go out. No, I've known people like this before. For whatever reason, very sadly, self-confident shot. She thinks she's ugly. She's not, but she thinks she's ugly. The United States of America, we have this thing that has been implanted in us on purpose by the communists. This was done decades and decades and decades ago. The United States of America thinks it's ugly. The Democrats definitely do. The communists have put this in the Democratic Party. It's just part of their platform. What do I mean by that? Americans always feel the need to apologize for being American. I'm sorry we did this. I'm sorry we did that. I'm sorry. Should we do this? I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. Everything is framed as a, well, we kind of suck, but still. That's how everything is framed. You know when I really see this? You know how much history I consume because I'm a history freak? I see this on the history podcasts and documentaries I consume all the time, especially the American ones. Almost everything is framed by the scumbag communists who do the podcasts as, well, yeah, I mean, we do suck, but, well, yeah, no, we've always been awful, but we have this thing that has been put in us by our anti-American education system where we feel like we have to apologize for standing up for ourselves as a country, for being proud of ourselves as a country. We feel like we're ugly and we really don't deserve it. You don't hear leaders talk like that, foreign leaders. You brought up China and Russia. You never hear that from Xi Jinping or Vladimir Putin. Yeah, we shot it down. It's in our airspace. We're Russia. We don't take that crap. Pull it again. We'll shoot down the next one. In America, well, I mean, we let this one go. I guess we'll shoot down a couple weather balloons. But don't worry. I talked to China, and they're not too mad about it. Remember when Biden sat down? No. Everything's fine between us. Worried, just always worried about that. That's the difference. Dear Oracle of his generation, I just recently purchased 6 copies of the soon-to-be second only to the Bible greatest book of all time. Hey, no pressure, but it better be awesome, especially with all the free time you have on your hands taking off work. That's not true. All right, that's not nice. It's not true. He said, I plan on passing these out to educate the masses and hit some people in the face with some knowledge about the trajectory we're heading down as a country. My 7-year-old son asks me every day this week if we're going with Mr. Jesse on vacation. Dang you, you're going to cost me my savings on more guns and ammo to go to the Holy Land. In all seriousness, you're a breath of fresh air, a great substitute to Rush. Don't let this go to your balding head, but you may be better. No, not a chance. Not a chance. But thank you. Thank you. Jesse, you mentioned multiple times about trade jobs and their earning power. I'm a commercial residential architect. My wife is a residential interior designer. We're constantly meeting with subcontractors for residential projects, and they are rolling in it. I was speaking with a cabinet installer we use on all of our jobs. If he's available and he's looking to retire next year when he turns 60, he's currently hunting for someone to turn his business over to, in which he pulls $125,000 to $200,000 a year. He's retiring at 60 to go hang out on the beach in Florida. Young men, there is a sea of opportunity available to you out there. The trade fields, these guys are retiring, not just because they're rich enough. They're just done. They're done. The trade fields, the average age is huge. It's astronomical. People are going to need HVAC, commercial plumbing, or indoor plumbing. They're going to need electricity. They're going to need cabinets. They're going to need countertops. And people are going to pay you for it. What are they going to pay you? A lot. In the future, you think these jobs are paying a lot now? 10 years from now, 15 years from now, these jobs pay even more. And all the people who thought it was too icky. No. You go to college. You have to be an accountant. Don't be a plumber. Congrats on your $60,000 a year accounting job. You're pulling in $200,000 with your indoor pool. Of course, you may also find yourself having elevated testosterone levels because you don't sit in a chair all day long. You're like a walking chalk advertisement with your tool belt on and your dime sitting at the house. But you should still take chalk too because time happens to all of us. Male vitality stack, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Naturally, natural herbal supplements. Ladies, female vitality stack, lit powder, chocolate powder, Chris. It's chocolate powder. Anyway, go get you a chalk subscription. We need a nation of men on a chalk subscription so we can fill up these trades again. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off the subscription. Just one more thing. Again, remember, ladies, you're not ugly. Unless you're Joy
House Behar. Speaker Kevin McCarthy hands him more than 40,000.
Joy is, but you're not. No matter what the case is, you're not. All right. Now, here's the deal. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you're missing me, and I know you'll be longing for me over the next couple of days, go down. What, Chris? Longing is a great word. I wished I'd. That actually didn't sound great. Anyway, if you're longing for me, go download one of the older podcasts or something like that. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. They podcast every single show I'll be right back here for Medal of Honor Monday, and we're going to have ourselves a real good time, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.